For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Happy Monday afternoon. It is Isaac Sines here on the Pro Football Chase podcast, and looking forward to talk some more football. We're here on June 20th, 3:33 p.m. Central Time, and of course, as I did last week, my buddy NFL safety J.J. Wilcox is joining the show. We're going to break down some of these some defenses, who we think's on the rise, maybe some breakout players. It's going to be a good podcast, man. Excited. So first off, let's toss it over to J.J. How you doing today, man? And did you have a great Father's Day on Sunday?
Hey, how's it going, man? I'm doing good. I did, man. I had a blessed one. My wife and my family did a great job of spoiling me. Giving me my one day that as Father's Day get. And I got to see my kids run around in the backyard, man, and that's what it's about. So I had a very blessed one. How about yours?
Yeah, man, it was good. We spoke a little bit off the line and talked about a great brisket I had and got to see my dad and spend some time, go to church and all that good stuff, man. So it's been a blessed start to the week again on Mondays. Excited to get talking some NFL football. I was telling you, man, it's June 20th. We're about a month away from NFL training camp getting going. So we're in that phase where we can feel football's in the air, but we're not just there yet. So we're going to talk some football in this podcast so we can fill that void for all those of you who are listening and wanting to learn some more in-depth football analysis. But JJ, as I mentioned, this podcast, I want to talk about some potential breakout players, you know, offensive players that are around the league, a lot of young talent, man, that has been injected into the NFL per se. And so I'll go ahead and kick us off here. I'm going to drop a name, a player that I am very well acclimated with. I mean, he follows my page. I've communicated with him several times, and he's a guy that was a standout at Ohio State. He has battled injuries, 2019 second round pick, limited to 7 games as a rookie, 2 games in 2020, 6 games in 2021 due to multiple injuries. And this player is Colts wide receiver Paris Campbell. I'm a big fan of Paris Campbell going back to Ohio State. I mean, they've always been loaded at the wide receiver position. But Paris Campbell, man, dynamic playmaker. He has the speed to be a game changer. He just hasn't quite been able to stay healthy. But I'll tell you why, JJ, I'm giving you Paris Campbell as a potential breakout player is because of who's under center. We talked about Matt Ryan last podcast. I think Ryan obviously knows how to utilize a bevy of weapons. You got Michael Pittman Jr., who's the big target on the outside. Then you got Paris Campbell, who can work in the slot, can work as that number two wide receiver. T.Y. Hilton doesn't look like he's returning to Indy. So this is a year for Paris Campbell to finally get back to 100% health, put it out there. He's got 34 career receptions, 360 yards, 2 touchdowns through his 3 years. But, JJ, I have a feeling that Paris Campbell could be in for a big-time season in that Colts passing attack, maybe getting that 600-700 yards receiving, 5 or 6 touchdowns. I'm a big fan of his.
Yep, that's a nice pick. That's a nice pick. I had one from Indy myself, but, yeah, I have a lot of respect for Paris. He does a lot of great things, run great solid routes, and I'm excited for him and look for him to this year as well, too. All right, first play off the board. It was tough. But I've been a fan of this guy for a while. I'm going to go Allen Robinson out to the Rams. I've been a fan of his for a long, long time. I wouldn't necessarily say that he would have a comeback year. I think last year was kind of things was thrown off for us contract wise, you know, understanding that the offense, you know, coaches going through different stuff, changes through the front offices, you know, bad motion stuff here. I had a rookie quarterback coming in. Once you know that, once you get rookies in, you got to do more stuff off of them and off their ability. So I'm going to Allen Robinson, man. Like I said, I'm going to go back to 2020 when he had 1,250 yards receiving, 6 touchdowns. And even then, they still had a great balance of running and passing, but Allen still stuck out, man. And I'm excited to see what he can do out there with Sean McVay. We all know the genius that he is on the offensive side of the ball. They got a good running game. It's not like they're going to throw it to him 20 to 30 times. No need to when you got Cooper Kupp on the other side as well. So I'm excited to see what Sean McVay do. Big body. I know they like to do a lot of play action offense. You got somebody that can get it to him in Matthew Stafford. I'm excited for that, man. And I think there's going to be a good pair out there in the Rams.
Man, I'm glad you brought Allen Robinson into the discussion, JJ, because he's kind of a player that was forgotten mm-hmm. last year. You know, being in Chicago, yeah. I know he also dealt with a high ankle sprain, so he was not fully healthy. And then, of course, you got caught in that quarterback carousel where Justin mm-hmm. Fields was just learning the ropes. So
Andy Dalton,
Nick Foles mm-hmm. a little bit, right. You know, and so – the Rams came out of left field, gave him a big mm-hmm. 3-year contract, right? And so now you put him into that high-powered offense, as you just alluded to, Cooper Kupp. We know the type of impact player he's there. And then Matthew Stafford and then Van Jefferson, who's an emerging wide receiver as well. Yep. And so Allen Robinson, man, I think a lot of people forget that he is one of the most talented wideouts in the NFL. So you put him in that LA system. I have no doubt in my mind that he's going to thrive. So I'm glad you brought him into the mix. All right, so here's another player right here, JJ, that is entering his second season, 2021 third-round pick out of Tennessee. This guy is a physical possession-wide receiver that is going to benefit from playing with two other superstar wide receivers, and he's got a heck of a quarterback to throw in the ball. This is Chargers wide receiver Joshua Palmer. Now, Joshua Palmer, all right, 33 receptions, 353 yards, 4 touchdowns in his rookie season. We know Keenan Allen, they re-signed Mike Williams to that big contract extension. So those two guys are going to be the top options, right? But that's where Joshua Palmer comes into the mix. All the opposing defenses will try to figure out ways on how to contain Keenan Allen and Williams, and that's where I believe Josh Palmer will come into big production with Justin Herbert in that offense that is really headed in the right direction. So I'm a big fan of Josh Palmer. I think he's due for a nice 2022 campaign.
Oh, nice. I agree. That came from left field, but I can definitely see that. It definitely got the makings of everything that you say, especially with those two big targets, and it's easily for 3 or 4 to get in there and have a big season and have a big year. So yeah, I agree with you. Cool. Well, this one, I'm gonna go rookie. I'm gonna go my guy Damian Pierce from Florida going to Houston. Big fan of his. Always been a big fan of his. I think he was kind of not overshadowed. I guess, you know, like I say, back with Florida, they was having the coach carousel as well, up and down and stuff. But he stood out a lot, man. Tough runner, physical runner. I think Houston is going to use him a lot just because of the simple fact that I don't think they have a pass identity yet. No one that I have to focus, number one or two. But they have guys there, don't get me wrong. So I'm liking Damian Pierce here. Like I say, I think the AFC South is still up for toss. Even though that Indy is a strong candidate for number one there in AFC South. So I think they depend heavily on their run game. And why not to somebody that was young, with good wheels, good vision, great speed, good size, used to getting the ball, getting the dirty yards. I think that'd be big in Houston to kind of feature him and use him and use his skills at what he's good at, which is down nose and pounding the ball 20 to 25 times a game.
Yeah, that's spot on. I mean, Houston with Davis Mills still developing, they're going to rely mm-hmm. heavily on that run game. I know they added Marlon Mack, but Damian Pierce, man, I watched a lot mm-hmm. of him. SEC Saturdays on CBS, a tough runner, a guy that makes guys miss out in the open field. He's got that deceptive speed, explosive. Right. And then the good thing about him, JJ, is because there was a mix of guys running the ball for the Gators, he's got fresh legs. And
yeah,
so, you
saying.
Know, when you
yes.
have a guy getting to the NFL with that type of pedigree, I think big things are ahead for that guy.
Right. not only that, he's a South Georgia kid too. So shout out to South Georgia, man. So yep, I'm excited for him.
All right, here's the next name right here. Broncos tight end. Now I'm about to butcher this guy's last name. I'm gonna give it my best try. Albert Okwuegbunam. He is the tight end for the Broncos. Now, a lot of people may not know who he is. He's not on the radar yet. That's because he's been sitting behind Noah Fant on the depth chart. We know that in that big blockbuster trade that sent Wilson to Denver, Noah Fant was part of that return package, and he's now in Seattle, right? So now Albert O, I'll call him by, is now being called upon to be the team's number one tight end. Now, if you talk to Broncos fans, JJ, they're really excited about this guy because 6'5", 258 pounds, even with Fant sitting ahead of him in the depth chart and not the best quarterback play from Drew Locke, he still had 33 receptions, 330 yards, two touchdowns, a really good blocker. And so this is a guy that I think can burst onto the scene here and take a lot of people by surprise because you know that Russell Wilson, when he airs it out, the guy can throw 30 to 40 times a game, right? And so at receiver, they're loaded with Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton, Tim Patrick, I mean, KJ Hamler. But at the tight end position, I'm telling you, this guy, Albert O, just keep tabs on him, especially those of you who are playing fantasy and you want to try to stash a player or two. This guy, I believe, can come on strong and really emerge as one of Russell Wilson's top targets.
Nice. Yeah, I agree with you too. And don't also forget about the dump plays and play action. We had to throw it to the flex, and that turned into a big game too. So good quarterbacks know how important having a good tight end is. So he's in a great situation with somebody that can definitely understand those and understand that, hey, check downs is first downs as well too. So I agree with you on that as well. Well, I'm going to go with my number three. I'm going to Hollywood, prime time. I'm going Marquise Brown here. I'm excited for him.
I like that.
I'm excited for him, man. I'm excited for him going to Arizona. I hate things didn't go the way it's supposed to in Baltimore. That's nothing here or there, but I think he fell in a great situation going to AZ. They're a hot team. They got a great defense. He don't have to necessarily be the number one. I always felt like he was good and strong in the slot, but he can show the versatility with the last 2 years in Baltimore. He showed you that he has the number one capability, but I think he's in a great system, especially being having the other two studs, DeAndre Hopkins and A.J. Green, they signed him back as well, I think. And so he's in a great situation. Kyler Murray can use some of his talents as well, too. And I know they're going to use him, maybe Gadget as well. I would utilize his speed. So I think, you know, Marquise still last year had over 1,000 yards receiving, right at 6 touchdowns. And, you know, he felt like he didn't have one of his best years. But I think he's a strong candidate. I think that's a great opportunity for him and for Kyler Murray as well, too. So I'm excited to see what the AZ offense do with Hollywood, bringing Hollywood to the desert.
And mind you, DeAndre Hopkins is suspended for the first 6 games of the season because of that PED. So this is where a player such as Hollywood Brown is really going to have an opportunity early into the season to establish himself. We know they already have that chemistry, that OU DNA with Hollywood and Kyler Murray, you know, playing there. And so it looks like they picked up right where they left off. There's been a lot of positive reports out of OTAs and minicamp about that connection with Murray and Marquise
Brown.
Trying
to sign him long-term, too.
Yeah, man. And so I'm excited. I think that guy can pop off. And let's also not forget, JJ, that Arizona also has Rondale Moore, that super explosive slot guy that they drafted last year. Yeah, from Purdue. Yeah. And so now you have multiple guys that can take the top off of defense. And so this is where Hollywood Brown, I think, is going to come in and be a big factor for that Arizona offense. So that's a good name right here. Now I'll go ahead and keep it in the wide receiver position group. And I think this is one that I think you would probably really like because of just what has transpired with the organization. And I'm going to go all the way to the NFC North. And I'm not a fan. You know, being a Cowboy fan, I despise this team, JJ. And maybe you do too. But the Green Bay Packers.
Absolutely.
They got a wide receiver, 2021 third-round pick out of Clemson. His name's Amari Rodgers. And this is a guy that had a very quiet rookie season, just 4 receptions, 45 yards. But because of that Devontae Adams trade, He is in line for an expanded role. I know the Packers, they went, drafted a couple receivers in the draft, Romeo Doubs out of Nevada. They went Christian Watson out of North Dakota State.
Dakota State,
But this guy, Amari Rodgers, man, he's been flashing in mandatory minicamp. Remember, he's coming from that Clemson program. He was Trevor Lawrence's, one of his top targets back there. And I really feel like this guy can also make a name for himself here in 2022. You know Aaron Rodgers, man. He'll get the ball to anybody, right?
Exactly.
And so as long as Rodgers, maybe he can kind of be the new Randall Cobb in Green Bay. You know, younger. He's not the biggest guy, 5'9", but he is a tough runner when he catches the ball. So Amari Rodgers is the guy that I'm keeping eyes on.
Yeah, I think that's a great pick. I do, man. I mean, listen, when you got number 12, arguably one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game, when you got him as your signal caller, you can't go wrong. No matter what you call or however you want to draw it up, what kind of defense you play, whatever it is, he's going to make it right. And with a guy like that, we all know how he, you know, developed Davante Adams to the receiver he was, Randall Cobb back in his days as well. And I think he's still there as well. So, yeah, I agree with you on that. If anybody can bring or have a breakout season or bring a wide receiver out, is Aaron Rodgers for sure.
All right, man, run the next one. Let's go.
All right, I'm going to keep it in NFC South. Big target here. I'm going to keep it here in Atlanta. I'm going to go Kyle Pitts. I'm excited for Kyle, man. Kyle, I had a chance to actually, you know, meet him and greet him and talk with the man. And his size is, you know, they list him at 6'6", man, but he got to be every bit of 6'7", 6'8". He's a big guy, man. He did a lot of great things. He is changing up the tight end position game as well. We all know, you know, that's a safety nightmare, that you can have a tight end that can bump outside to a number one receiver, and you know you got to guard him one-on-one like another receiver. So I'm excited for Cal, man. He did a lot of great things last year, over 1,000 yards receiving as a rookie. He's a mismatch for linebackers. He's a mismatch for safety, how big he is. He run a 4.4 flat. He did a lot of great things. He came on strong towards the end of the year last year, even with, you know, with new quarterback coming, not new quarterback, but new system coming in with Arthur Smith. You got Matt Ryan kind of leaving. You got him kind of merging as the new, you know, the face, the organization. And I think he's good for another breakout season, man. I just don't see a lot of people that can match up with him one-on-one for his size and his versatility. So I'm excited for Kyle. I think he's going to have another great year this year.
Yeah, he definitely is on the rise, man. That guy is just a crazy athlete. I mean, he looks like, you look at his size, I mean, he can move like a receiver on the outside. They rolled his tape on draft night when he was taken by the Falcons, and they basically showed him lining up at every position as a wideout, you know, lining up in the slot, lining up as an inline tight end. I mean, what can't the guy do? And so I'm definitely intrigued by his career, not only this coming year, but I mean, that guy has a bright future. And then I also think it's kind of cool, JJ, that Atlanta went with another big-bodied wideout in Drake London. And so now you got two big targets for Marcus Mariota. We'll see how long he holds on to the job. I know they drafted Desmond Ridder. You know, we'll see if he can develop. But whoever is playing quarterback for the Falcons, you're going to have two big targets.
Right. So, like I say, you know, just with that kind of, you know, radius, you can throw it up any kind of way. 50-50 balls is mostly going to go in your direction and in your call. So, I agree with it.
All right, man. And here's my last one, all right? Offensive breakout player of the year. He is entering the final year of his deal. You know he wants to maximize his worth this coming season. Personally, one of my favorite players, and I'm hoping that he's going to get a lot more touches. And you know I can't leave out a Dallas Cowboy. This is Tony Pollard. Tony Pollard right here, 25 years old. You know, he's proven himself to be a very efficient runner.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Running back, twice he averaged more than 5 yards per carry in 2021. I believe, and I think a lot of NFL pundits, I think, would agree that in the playoffs against the Niners, Pollard should have probably gotten more touches. And this isn't taking anything away from Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, I'm still a big Ezekiel Elliott fan. The guy is still producing. I know he dealt with a bone bruise that really hindered him last year. The O-line maybe took a step back. But Tony Pollard, I mean, it's hard to deny the talent he has, JJ. I mean, an explosive, one-cut type of guy. You get him in space, and he's going to hurt you defensively. And so I think Tony Pollard, hopefully Kellen Moore, starts dialing him up a little bit. I've seen some reports that they're lining him up at wide receiver now, getting him the ball. And so I think this is a year that Tony Pollard can come forward, can maximize his worth as he gets ready for free agency.
Man, I think that's a great pick, man. I've been watching Tony for the last year or so, and I think he did a great job. Every time he get in here, he is electrifying. He's a home run hitter, but he also is a mismatch puzzle, too, kind of similar. He can line you up out wide with your linebackers, beat you one-on-one in space, could take you the distance, and can run between the tackles, too. I think that's a great pick, and I'm excited for Tony Pollard and what he does this year. Well, I'm going to finish it off. You had one of his co-partners. I'm going to go to the opposite side of him with the Indianapolis Colts. I'm going Michael Pittman Jr. I like him, man. I've been a fan of his coming out of USC. He had a great year coming in. He contributed immediately as a rookie. Last year, he had right at 1,000 yards, 82. Big body frame guy, another play action guy. I think Matt Ryan likes a lot, too. Kind of similar to number 11, who he had in Atlanta with Julio. I think they got some similarities, such as can run, can have good vertical speed as well. Big body, can body you out. So I'm excited for what he can do in that offense in Indy, man. Like I said, Indies, they look scary, man, on paper. I can't wait to see how they do in camp and how they come together preseason and everything. But I think Michael Pittman, man, is a great big body guy that I like, coming off with a great veteran quarterback that can get it to him. Big body, similar to, like I say, Julio and what Matt Ryan's kind of used to coming, maybe coming off the play action with Jonathan Taylor running the ball good this year as well, too. So I'm excited for Michael Pittman Jr. up in Indy.
Yeah, Michael Pittman's another one of my guys. Interviewed him coming out of USC. First-class players, gets it done both on the field in preparation. And so he's a guy I think is also getting exploded at the seams. And I like the connection you made there, JJ. Matt Ryan, we all know how he and Julio dominated for a decade in Atlanta. And so now he gets a young version of that in Michael Pittman Jr. And so I think that's going to be a nice recipe for Matt Ryan in Indianapolis. Well, let's go ahead and flip it over now to defense. And I know this is June 20th, right? And this is the point of the podcast, is an exercise to kind of talk about who our top five defenses are entering the 2022 season. Now, this is based on the current depth chart right now. Of course, there's still a lot of unanswered questions about who's going to be the starter. There's moving pieces. Unfortunately, there's injuries, and so things will change before the actual opening week of the regular season. But as it stands right now, based off looking at the personnel that defenses have, I know you, JJ, you have a special eye for defenses. We've talked about some of these teams over the last couple of weeks, and so I think it would be cool to share, hey, this is where we stand. This is why we think this defense is going to be dominant. And so with that being
defense
said,
championship,
yeah, exactly. And so this is where we roll right here. So I'll go with my number one, then you'll share your number one, and we'll go down to five.
All right.
And we'll just kind of go back and forth and see how we feel. But number one, I'm going with a little bit of an unknown, all right? And this is a team that always perennially has a top five, top seven defense. And we talked about them last week a little bit. But I'm going to say the New Orleans Saints, JJ.
There we go.
Cam Jordan, Marcus Davenport, DeMario Davis, a severely underrated linebacker. You got the Honey Badger. You got Marcus May, Marshawn Lattimore, C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And then Dennis Allen now, who's the full-time head coach, right? Chris Richard is there in New Orleans. And so he's a co-defensive coordinator, also coaching up the secondary along with Ryan Nielsen, who's the D-line coach there. And so when you look at the personnel the dominant type of impact players they have there. And then you look at the coaching staff with Dennis Allen overseeing the defense. Rashard is getting his hands dirty with that group. They're going to be a problem this coming season.
Yeah, I agree with you. When you have those type of caliber coaches, not only with the experience, but with the physicality and also the mentality that they bring. Rashard was a great coach. He's amazing. He's a player's coach. They can relate with him. I can relate with him. He's bringing that energetic spirit that defenses need. And I think those key players that you mentioned are going to feed off that and be dominant again this year.
All right. Who's your number one?
Number one, I'm going to go with the Chargers. Ooh. I'm going Los Angeles Chargers, man. I'm excited for them. If I was out there with during with James, I would be blown away right now because they got Khalil Mack on one side and Joey Bosa on the other one. And listen, that is a quarterback nightmare when you got both of those to defend coming out for you with the defense that they have, with the addition of J.C. Jackson, the lockdown corner. Oh, man, you got Derwin James at the safety position, and those guys are just going to be pinning their ears back and playing phenomenal great football and take a lot of pressure off of them so they can showcase their talents and their attributes and abilities as well, too. So I'm excited for the Chargers.
And don't forget about Asante Samuel Jr., you know.
Right. Emerging as a young corner as well.
Yeah, that's going to be a nasty front seven. And that Chargers D is going to be loaded. Now, number two, all right, I'm going to keep it in L.A., but I'm going to go with the Rams.
All right.
The Rams, they retained Raheem Morris, which I think was really big. He did a great job last year, obviously, en route to a Super Bowl victory. But, I mean, Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, and then they go out and they sign Bobby Wagner from their division rivals. Yeah. You got Leonard Floyd on the opposite end, Jordan Fuller in the secondary, Taylor Rapp, another guy that's very well capable of covering some ground. I think this defense, they're going to pick up right where they left off back in 2021. Aaron Donald, as long as that guy is playing and as long as Jalen Ramsey is there, this defense is going to wreak havoc against opposing offenses.
Yeah, I agree, man. That is a – listen, when you got 99 on your team, man, anything goes. So I'm excited for that, man. Like I said, with the other key pieces that you mentioned, the Rams is absolutely not going to be far off from where they left off from last year.
All right, number two.
Number two, I'm going to go with me, my guy, man, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm going to go with them number two. I play with Todd Bowles. I know I love his scheme. I love the way he come and get after the quarterback and his blitz-heavy defensive schemes. They got a lot of guys coming back. You got Devin White, cat quick linebacker. He's got to play with a lot of energy, man. If that's somebody I would have loved to play with, absolutely a big fan of his, the way he fly around sideline to sideline and put his passion in it and put his play on the field as well. I had a chance to play with Levante David. He was a great linebacker. He's been a stud there for over the last 9 to 10 years, so I'm excited for him as well. Like I said, you got Shaq Barrett coming back, Antoine Whitfield back in the secondary. I think they signed Keon O'Neill from Dallas. We all know how, you know, the dime linebacker emerged as one of my favorite positions as well, emerged truly and originally from Todd Bowles. So if anybody know how to use that checks piece, other than Dan Quinn, it would be Todd Bowles as well with that with the defense that he uses and the way he uses safeties as well.
That Bucs defense ain't going nowhere. And then they go and sign Akeem Hicks, man, to go pair with Vita Vea up front. So it's going to be a nightmare trying to run on that Tampa Bay front. So, yeah, that's a good name. Number three for me, though, you had him as your number one. But the L.A. Chargers, I mean, not much else to say. You covered it. You got Khalil Mack. You got Bosa coming off the edge. Those guys are going to do some damage. Big fan of Derwin James, Nasir Adderley, who's another safety that doesn't get talked a whole lot about, but he is physical. And then Asante Samuel Jr.'s there, J.C. Jackson. So that Chargers D, man, they're set up.
Yeah, that's going to be nice. Yeah, I'm excited to see that. I'm going to go with my number three. I'm going to go Denver Broncos. I'm excited to see what these guys can do over here in Mile High, man. Also, with we always talk about the offense of scheme that they have in Russell Wilson. We all know what kind of great quarterback he is and the caliber and what type of mentality he brings, winning mentality he brings. But Denver Broncos do a great job on the defensive side too. I like Patrick Surtain, young corner emerging. Bradley Chubb coming off the edge. I'm always been a fan of Justin Simmons in the back end, roam around and does the things he does. He's changed the safety position as well to be able to come up and cover tight ends and also cover the deep post as well. So I'm excited. They added Randy Gregory from Dallas. I got a chance to play with Randy. Randy was great speed-wise. All his first two or three steps is unbelievable. One of the best in the game at it coming on the edge, and I'm excited to see him and his new team in Denver.
Man, that was a tough pill to swallow with that Randy Gregory free agency fiasco. You know, everybody thought he was going back to Dallas, and then he goes to Denver. That's a big loss, man. He's always been one of my favorite players. Obviously, played in Nebraska, so I'm a Nebraska college football fan, and so I think he's going to be nice in Denver. They got a lot of talent there. So number four for me, and this is kind of tough, man, because there's a lot of good talent across the NFL. But I went ahead and gave it to Leslie Frazier's defense, the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, nice.
Von Miller, huge pickup. Greg Rousseau, Ed Oliver, Matt Milano, Tremaine Edmonds, Tre'Davious White, Jordan Poyer, Hyde, Taron Johnson. And then they drafted Kyra Lamb out of Florida in the first round. That corner, man. So this is a defense that not only is returning a lot of the same players, but when you go and get an MVP, Super Bowl MVP, Von Miller, and then you go ahead and you draft Kyra Lamb, this is a defense that once again is going to make life very difficult, especially for the AFC East. You're playing them twice a year. And that secondary, JJ, I mean, White, Poyer, High, Johnson, those guys know how to lock it down. And so Buffalo, as long as their talent remains and Leslie Frazier remains as DC, they're always going to be a top defense.
Yeah, Buffalo is Bills Mafia, baby. They got it rolling up there on the defense, on both sides of the ball. They're going to be in the playoff contenders for a while. And like you say, I like the two safeties there and Hyde and Poyer. Those guys are amazing at what they do. They did a good job of covering zones. They do a good job of coming downhill, filling the alley. And they have great speed and great instincts, man. I'm excited for the Bills Mafia as well. I'm going to go with my number four here, and I'm going to go Ravens. We all know what Baltimore stands for. We all know what they came from and the pedigree that they come with behind Harbaugh. And I think they're going to have a good stellar defense this year. I like a couple of additions they added in with Kyle Hamilton. I like the pick they got, Marcus Williams, the safety from New Orleans Saints. You got Marlon Humphrey coming back on the other side. You got Peters coming off of injuries. I think highly of him. He's been playing at a high level for a very long time, and I think he's going to come back to prove off his injury as well. I like Patrick Quinn in the middle. Can't go wrong with Calais Campbell as well. So those guys are stacked, man. They got people around that feel their roles to the best of their ability. They still attack a top 10 defense. They know how to attack. And I'm excited to see what Baltimore Ravens do with their new additions as well.
Yeah, and don't forget about Odafe Owe, the edge rusher. Yeah, another big dude. And then, of course, they're under new DC. Talked about this a little bit last week. Mike McDonald brought him back from Michigan. Does have prior experience coaching the NFL. So, yeah, that Baltimore Ravens. And they're one of the defenses that, man, I had on the fringe. I was like, it's hard leaving them out of my top five. But, yeah, I'm glad you brought them up. Because to close out my top five, JJ, I'm going to go with the Cleveland Browns. And I know that you and I discussed this defensive unit at length. Joe Woods there, the DC, Myles Garrett, they re-signed Jadeveon Clowney. They have a very young, intriguing linebacker in Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. Denzel Ward locked him up. Grant Delpit at safety's finally healthy. They also got John Johnson III back there. Greedy Williams. Cleveland defense, when you look at them on paper, I mean, there's not a whole lot of defenses that can meet their talent level. It's just a matter of them coming out and executing. But definitely, I had to add Cleveland to my top five.
Right. Nice, man. I know I spoke briefly on them. I told you the guys that they have out there on the corner, they got their own islands already, man. These guys is year two, three, and maybe four. So I'm excited for that defense. Like I said, you can't go wrong either with Myles Garrett coming off the edge as your pass rusher. So I think that's a great pick. And I'm going to go last but not least, man. You know, I'm going to go home with my home team, Dallas Cowboys. Yes, I'm excited for what they can do this year. I'm excited not only for that, but just for Dan Quinn, man. Like I said, I think highly of Coach Quinn. He did a great job with the schemes he do. He know how to break it down and put players in their position to be made the best out of them. We all see the work that he's done. Michael Parsons, Y'all, you got Anthony Brown coming in the corner. I like Jerome Kersey, what he's done. He's changed the safety game as well from that big dime safety, a linebacker position, strong safety position as well. You got Malik Hooker coming back. I played with him in Indy. He's a ball hawk, roaming safety with great size that can fill the alley as well, too. And then you got the ball hawk, Trevion Diggs, on the other side. So I'm excited for this Dallas defense. And like I say, man, they got DeMarcus Lawrence coming off the edge. I'm taking it back to 2013 with me. But yeah, DeMarcus Lawrence coming off the edge. And I'm just excited for it, man. Coach Quinn does a great job day in and day out. And like I say, lining those guys up and letting them play ball at the best of their ability. And just play fast, because in this league, that's what you want. That's what you need. The game is already hard enough, but you can simplify it and put guys in positions to be the best of their ability, and nobody greater than Dan Quinn.
That's music to my ears right there, JJ. The Dallas Cowboys, man, yeah, Micah Parsons, Trevon Diggs, and then, you know, I'm excited about these two guys. The first one, Jabril Cox, the linebacker at LSU, who he tore his ACL. He was starting to play a little bit last year. He should be ready to go in week one. I'm excited to see him pair up with Micah. I mean, that's a lot of athleticism on the field at the linebacker position. And then I'm also really excited to see what their second-round pick Sam Williams brings to the table out of Ole Miss. I mean, the guy led the SEC with 15.5 sacks. You know, a guy that a lot of people say is Micah Parsons' twin. They look very similar. And so, yeah, man, I'm excited to see what Dan Quinn, the next steps he takes in 2022. And so the Dallas Cowboys, they're a unit that I think has a lot of potential, a lot of youth, young players, hungry players. And so I would agree with that, man. The only thing I would add to that, JJ, is I do think Dallas needs to give you a call, man, and bring you back.
There you go. There you go. I'm ready for it. I'm definitely ready for it and excited for it, man. I think so, too. I think I can bring a great passion, a different type of view to that defense and come in and do a nice role for them, too. So tell Dallas, man, I'm ready and excited, and then I'll be ready for what when they call.
Hey, man, it's still real early, JJ. You got a lot of time, man, to catch on before the season. So hopefully it works out. I'd love to see you back in Dallas. But there you have it, man. I mean, we gave our top five defenses. We gave some breakout offensive players. You have it all right here on the Pro Football Chase podcast, man. And again, we're just trying to fill the gap, man. We're all excited for the football season. We know that training camp, like I said at the top of the podcast, is about a month away. Hopefully this content can keep listeners fulfilled with the NFL talk. It's always a pleasure, man. I always tell you, it's fun kind of picking your brain about these defenses. You know so much about the different positions and what the roles are, and so you bring that player aspect to the podcast. And so I've received a lot of positive feedback from listeners with the type of content that we're producing here.
Oh man, I thank you. Like I say, this platform is amazing. Like I say, it brings a lot of different point of views, a lot of different perspective. Isaac, you do a great job, man. You somebody that passionate and really love the game, and that's hard to find, you know, nowadays too. There's a lot of people that do a lot of stuff on the internet, but I can tell you really passionate and love what you do. So I appreciate you for using me and gave me an opportunity to be on your platform that you have here, and I'm excited for what the future holds.
If you're available to do the podcast, it gets real fun picking these games, and you get to get into the nitty gritty. So it's a lot of fun, man, and I'm glad you're a part of it.
All right, thank you. Absolutely, Isaac.
All right, take care and God bless.
All right, you too.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.